The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
We have with us here the winner of the Brown Motorsports Spectacular at Auburndale Speedway, Eugene Davidson. Welcome to Inside Florida Racing, Eugene.
Thank you.
All right. So now you had to start at the rear of the field, 18 cars. How did you ever find your way to the front?
Oh, there was only 18? I thought there was 100.
That's what it seemed like, probably.
Yes, there sure did. Yeah, there was only 18 cars, and it was a long race, but it was a good one.
How many laps was it?
I'm not sure how many they ran. I think it's like 30 or 35 laps.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to count them. I was pretty busy.
So it says in my notes, Eugene, that you're 64 years old, and I like to hear that because I'm 41, so I still got plenty of years of racing left in me, don't I?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to run another 20 years, I think, if I can keep up going like I was doing last night.
Yeah, I think they're going to make it harder and harder for us to afford to keep racing, though, the way they're doing things.
You got it.
Was there a lot of cautions in the deal? Did you get a lot of restarts?
There was only two or three cautions, and they were in the early beginning, and that helped me more than anything else. But I never caught the leaders, so they were gone when I got out of traffic, and then I got a caution that caught them up to them, so it wasn't too bad from there. My car runs extremely well through the corner, and of course that gives it straightaway speed that most of the other guys don't have, so I usually pull up on the inside of them and pass them on the inside. It's the easiest way to get by.
How many laps did they run?
I think it was like 30.
Where did you start?
I started dead last.
Man, so you got the hard charger and everything.
I got the whole work.
That's right. You got the whole
nine. Now, how long did you spend in tech? And tell us exactly what they looked at.
Oh, mercy. In tech, I spent the rest of the night. The full of rear end out, looked at it. The full of transmission out, looked at it. Pull the flywheel out and weighed it. They pulled the clutch out and weighed it. I guess by that time they got the tire. They were tired of tearing things out, so they quit.
What, they just didn't want to pay you or what?
No, I don't think it was that. They poured these.
They have good tech.
Yeah.
That's thorough.
That was really good tech. It was done extremely well. Very, very sportsmanlike. I mean, the whole thing went really well.
Eugene, do you have a brother or a son named Leroy?
I've heard of him.
He's pulling your leg. You've been funning with people all night tonight.
Hey, man, I'm having a good time tonight, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. You guys, or maybe an uncle named Harley? Well, it sounds like that you guys had a great time at the Brown Motorsports Spectacular. Was there plenty of kids there? How'd the kids thing go?
Yeah, it was really good. The kids thing is the biggest thing at the racetrack. It turned out really well.
How long have you been racing, man?
Oh, about 50 years.
50 years?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you start?
Started at a little track in Melbourne called O'Galley Speedway.
Are you kidding me? That's where you started?
Yeah. Me and old Bill Maples. You probably heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
We ran together for about 20 years, and I ran Orlando for another 10 or so years, and run New Smyrna for a few years, and I moved over here in Winter Haven just to run this little quarter-mile track. It's the neatest little quarter-mile track you've ever been on, and it took me 20 years, but I finally got it figured out pretty much.
How long's it been there, Eugene? That's Auburndale.
Well, it was his name, Winter Haven Speedway, back in the 60s when I first started running.
All right.
So it changed its name two or three times.
Always been asphalt?
No, it was dirt in the very beginning and stayed dirt for a little while, and then they switched it to asphalt. It was a really rough track for a long, long time.
So, man, you've seen a lot of changes, no doubt.
Oh, yes, and the new owners that took this place over there is just doing wonders with it.
Yeah.
I'd like to invite everybody to come to Auburndale and check this little track out. because it's the neatest little quarter mile track you've ever been to. And it's just the greatest thing to be able to race there and enjoy it. I go just for the fun of it, but I thought this year I'd just run for a championship for 1 year, give it up, let my son have my car, and let him get out and play with it. Son, this car's about 7 years old, but I'm still running. It's been beat up pretty bad, but we refreshed it this winter season. We're ready for the year.
What is the single biggest thing that you've seen change in racing since the days at O'Galley?
The single biggest thing that I've seen change is the purses have just gone to nothing.
The purses have gone to nothing?
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been reading some books lately about promoters back in the day.
Right.
Guys like Ed Otto and people like that. And, you know, that's the one thing that sticks out to me when from reading the books and about the history of this whole sport.
I actually made more money in the 60s and 70s than I make today racing, doing identical same thing that I've been doing for 50 years.
Well, not making it, but you mean spending it.
Yeah, well, spending it, yeah. Well, spending twice as much and making half as much.
That's right.
Well, you know, they've got it so turned around these days. You know, when Jack posed the question just then to you, it's the first time I've heard that question posed in a long time. And when I think about racing, what it used to be and what it is today, the single biggest thing that's changed racing is the tire itself. The racing tire itself is totally even things up too well, I guess, you know. And at the expense that's come in because of the tires, you figure what makes racing so expensive these days in a lot of ways is tire. I guess fuel kind of runs in its own way. Well, what do you think about the differences in the tire?
Well, they just switched to a new tire. It's called American Racer Tire.
Right.
And the price is about the same as the Goodyears was that we've run for many, many years. And these tires have about 20% more grip than the other tires did. And there's a little secret to them. As soon as those boys figure it out, I'm going to have a lot of competition.
And what's your son's name?
Tony Davidson.
Tony?
Yeah.
And so he'll be in the car maybe next year?
Yeah, he won a couple of races in and out at Auburndale here back in the winter season.
Yeah.
What's the trick you do to the tires? You don't want to tell?
I think I'm going to hang on to that one. I'm about to run out of tricks.
Hey, listen, I know a trick with those tires, too. I'm not going to say it either, but I know a trick with them, too, because I ran so many years with them, and the new kids today, they got no idea of even how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's pretty cool to hear that, you know, anytime somebody starts at the tail end of an 18-car feature in a 30-lap race and you come out on top, that's significant.
He out-experiences the whole field.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
And it's 73 years old, and I'll be 65 in September, and we make quite a crew, believe me.
Who's that now?
I said my tech man, Sonny Miles.
His tech man?
Sonny Miles?
Yeah, he's the one that does all my prep for my race car and keeps it going and tore it down the other night. You ever seen us there at midnight?
Well, that's why they spent so much time tearing you guys down, man. You guys are veterans. They were trying to find out all your tricks.
Too much sparence. You got too much sparence.
Yeah, it's sparence is what it is. That's what DW says.
Right.
Well, what I'm curious about, when you mention the purses and how they're not what they used to be, what can you give me an example?
Well, in 1965, I won the championship at O'Galley Speedway in a mini stock, same class that I'm running in today. And back then, it paid $270 to win a feature, and now it pays $150. And the cost has went astronomically to run this car. You used to run for $25, $35 a week, and now you can't go to the racetrack less than $150. Just to get there and get in. And that's no money for the rebuilding of these engines. And it takes two or three engines a year to get through a season.
Mm-hmm.
So the expenses just went way out left field, but so has everything else.
Yeah.
So the expense that's come in as well, you know, that's just it, man. It costs so much to race, you know, and I don't know what the answer is, you know, for these promoters. They don't have, you know, all the car dealers. They used to sponsor all the racetracks. You know, when I think about the old Tampa Fairgrounds or I think about Golden Gate Speedway, man, they had signs from one end to the other all the way around that racetrack. There was people feeding them money left and right, so they didn't have to suck it out of the race car drivers.
Right. That Golden Gate Speedway, that was really something. I enjoyed that for many, many years, too. And the money has just gotten so bad out there for everybody. It's just like my car, I need a sponsor for it so bad it's unreal. If I didn't do all my work myself, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today, because it's just a hobby to me. It's just something to do to keep moving.
Well, this is, I think, one of the reasons why maybe we don't see as many new drivers coming on. You know, because of the cost of setting up a car, it's turned into a very expensive hobby, and without sponsors, it's hard to play on the track.
Absolutely. I have brought and taught probably a half a dozen young guys over the last 20 years to get into sport, and they get in and they'll run just super fine, you know, for several years, and then they start doing it themselves, and the money is just so expensive that they, of course, they're raising families too,
mm-hmm.
and they finally just have to slow down and get out of it like I did when I was a young man, first got started and had a family, so. It's very tough on the young kids today to try to get out there, so I try to do what I can to keep them involved in it, and I try to teach them what I can as I'm going along.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot to teach, because you're coming from the rear and winning the races in the 18-car field and 30 laps. That sounds pretty good to me, and I hope I see you out there racing another 20 or 25 years. That'd be great.
I'm going to run it as long as I can crawl in the door and sit down.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Inside Florida Racing. We appreciate it. And
any sponsors you want to get out?
No, just thank the car doctor for giving me the opportunity to be there. So, and I do appreciate you guys giving me a call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eugene. And we wish you the best, man. We'll catch up with you next time I'm up at Auburndale. I'll come look you up. I'd really like to meet you.
Yeah, come check all the guys out. There's some really super guys out there. I mean, there's five guys in my class that can win any night. I'm talking about some really good guys.
Yeah.
People are just exceptional.
Well, and Dave Brown and Brown Motorsports, can't say enough about what they're helping over there at the Speedway. It's a great deal, man.
Absolutely. We do appreciate it so much, too. So tell everybody to come on down and check this little track out. It's the best little quarter-mile track there probably is in the state of Florida.
There you go. Talk to you soon, Eugene.
Thank you, Doug.
Take it easy, Eugene. Say hi to Leroy for me.
And we will be there at Auburndale on May 10th. We'll go up there for Inside Florida Racing. We'll be up there and then checking it out ourselves.
You ate that sandwich already?
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.